Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. The Supreme Court says presidents have some but not total immunity from prosecution for what they do while they're in office.
This is in no short sense a big win for Donald Trump. It means delay. We already knew that a trial on these charges would be unlikely before the presidential election. Now it's all but impossible based on today's decision.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon, reported to a federal prison today near Danbury, Connecticut. It's where he's going to serve his four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. A Massachusetts judge declares a mistrial in the case of Karen Reed. She was accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV, then leaving him to die during a snowstorm in 2022. The defense says O'Keefe was actually killed in a fight with a fellow officer. Beryl, still a Category 4 hurricane. It's over the West Indies with 150-mile-per-hour wind. Stocks close higher, the NASDAQ at a record. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Salvation Army held its summer carnival on Sunday, hoping to get area families out in the fresh air. According to a Northern News Now report, the carnival festivities were held in the Lincoln Park neighborhood, and they included morning services, Sunday school, food, and carnival-style games that kicked off at 11. Organizers said about 40 to 50 people attended the event this year, and they're hoping to see that grow in future years. They say it's a fun way to support the community, especially area kids. A man has died in Barron County following a motorcycle and car crash earlier this week. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred just before 7 p.m. on Tuesday night on Highway 63 at 16th Avenue, north of Turtle Lake. According to authorities, the 63-year-old Comstock man who was driving the motorcycle failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with the car. He was then flown to an area hospital in serious condition, but was later pronounced dead due to the injuries that he suffered in the crash. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Tarang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with five grand slams in just eight games? Manager Pat Murphy.
That's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their seventh consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, asked if starter Kyle Hendricks looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Tarang in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit, right? You know, it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA free agency, the 76ers have signed former Clippers forward Paul George to a four-year max contract worth $212 million. The Bucks, Doc Rivers, and John Horst have called for a press conference tomorrow to introduce their new draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, enjoy today. Clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Do
you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll discuss the implications of the Supreme Court's ruling for Jack Smith's continuing case and 3 days of Joe Biden's top 100.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home
for Up North News
Radio. The Devil's
Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Good to be King Monday edition, a happier happy hour rolling into it. Dom, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, former Democratic Senator and State Majority Leader Chuck Walla. And Dom, I'd like to introduce you and the world to a special guest. Unanticipated, but sort of. This is young Tanner. Tanner is dating Kelsey, my daughter. So young Tanner needs grilling on the radio today. What do you think? Welcome to the Devil's Advocates, Tanner.
Thank you. Thank you. Bring it on.
Hey, Tanner. How you doing, man?
Doing
I
well.
I described well. You earlier on the air as sort of a hippie looking sort. Handsome, but hippie-ish. I think it's an accurate descriptor. Sorry, young
Somewhere
man.
Somewhere in between.
He's half my age, Dom. Half my age.
You old bastard.
Now, Tanner, what do you do for a living?
Well, recently I got a job with Rivian. If anybody's not familiar, they are an EV truck company. I'm working on their charging network.
And what's that mean?
Maintaining and expanding the Rivian Adventure Network, which is their DC fast charging network for Rivian customers.
And do you have an expense account or a credit card assigned to you at this point?
Technically, yes. Yes, sir.
And can you charge drinks on that?
Everything is approved and reviewed, but,
Well, that's the problem. The screening process, I've gotten into trouble myself.
Well, but that happens after the charge goes through. You know, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Tanner, how long you been dating young Kelsey?
Well, we're cruising past the year mark. Looking forward to number two. Living together, having a good time.
Living together? Yes, what is this talk?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cohabitation?
Cohabitation.
Is that legal in California on the leftist coast where you live?
Yeah, well, we're domestic partners.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
It's basically if I get hurt, she's responsible for me. And if she gets hurt, I'm responsible for her.
But that's not marriage, Tanner.
Nope.
But it is some sort of legal entrapment that you've put yourself in. Have you thought this through, man? Didn't you just price out some insurance?
Pretty much.
This is really just putting Kelsey on your insurance. Is that why we're doing this?
Yeah. It feels good.
Very heartfelt. I married her mom for a very similar reason. Not because I didn't love her, but just the specific date of the marriage was kicked in by some insurance stuff. So, Tanner, what do you think of Wisconsin so far?
Loving it. State streets, beautiful. A lot of bikes around here. Love to see that.
Well, it's bustling. Beautiful, I don't usually hear it described as.
Well, you know, the isthmus is really unique for me. I haven't been in a
squeeze
like
between this. The lakes here in Madison.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Love it.
And you guys went for a walk in the Pheasant Brands Conservancy in Middleton.
Yeah. Cruised around a little bit. Saw the sights. I'm still taking it in.
And Kelsey, what are you waving down the street? What's down the street? The Wisconsin Capitol building. One of my favorite places. Well, Dom and I got arrested in that building. What was your experience like? Did you sing anything? Because that gets you arrested sometimes.
No, I didn't sing anything. I put my hand on the bell, and the cops looked at me a little bit funny. They were like, don't do that. I went over.
Don't touch our bell.
Yeah, don't touch the bell.
We get possessive of our bells around here.
Yeah. I noticed very quickly. Took it off. Yep.
No, did you get tased or anything, bro?
No. It went on there, though. He was quick.
You know, I got arrested in that Capitol once upon a time. They had protests at the Capitol, singing protest against the former gubernator, Scotty Wanker, I called him. Scott Walker was his real name. But Dom and I went up there one day and we got arrested because they were arresting the singing protesters. It was sort of a weak ruling and it didn't really mean what he hoped it meant. But what it meant was the former governor just had people arrested and they were putting us in zip ties.
Nice.
Not a pleasant experience. Apparently, I was quoted in the paper the next day, something about, you know, I knew I was a bad singer, but I didn't think it was arrest worthy.
I mean, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to put their voice on the line.
So, Tanner, what do you hope to accomplish politically while you're here in Wisconsin this week?
Learn some stuff, I guess. Absorb some information from you.
Oh, that's a suck-up answer if I've ever heard one. I like this guy so far.
That's my general trajectory, is just take a step back and just listen to people.
I do that less than I talk to the people.
And are you a young cat man? Yeah, you vote? How active are you in the voting electoral process, man?
First of all, presidential? You vote in the president.
Definitely. Yeah.
How about midterms?
I probably have missed a couple of those. Yeah, probably have missed a couple of those. But I've been transient. I've been, you know, trying to get my roots back. I'm back in California, getting settled back in. So there will be some ballots on the horizon for me.
You never heard of ballot harvesting? No. Absentee ballots? No. Stuff like that?
Nope. Nobody could find me.
All the Californians did.
Yeah, nobody could find me.
Dom, did you have more? I was wondering else we should grill. Okay, here's one we ask politicians. If you were drinking a cold beverage, what would it be? And understand, this is Wisconsin. Better to throw some alcohol in there.
First thought was water. Truth and honesty.
See, come on, man. You're losing me now.
Second thing, iced espresso I can do as well. A coffee beverage.
That's not winning me over either. Iced espresso. That's a very Hollywood sort of thing to drink. I'm worried about this young man now.
I also love beer.
He's way too healthy, man.
Love beer. See,
love
there.
Beer.
Leave beer. With that next time,
yeah,
Tanner.
Beer is where it's at.
Do you know
at.
Your BMI and do you think it's lower than Crudy's? Come on, man.
I don't, actually. It's, what is that? Beer mechanical index?
Something like that. Body mass index. There you go.
Yeah. Our friend Tanner, let's just stick with first names at this point. I don't learn your last name for a domestic partnership agreement.
Even when he does, they'll still mispronounce it, so don't worry.
Oh, yeah, I'll butcher
all good.
It. I'll butcher it. But I don't want to make you a target. I don't want to dox you on the air. CJ's listening, apparently. Tanner, what does the week hold? You're going to be here in beautiful Wisconsin. And right now we're in the liberal bastion. You know, you're talking about State Street, you're in the Capitol. But, you know, we're going to take you out to a little more rural Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful out there, but the voting tendencies are a little different than they are on the leftist coast.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking you out to Crackerville. Are you ready for this experience, Tanner?
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Sightseeing.
Sightseeing. Now,
have you had the occasion while in California, Tanner, to see any of the Trump flags? I see some around once in a while, like Trump or Death 2024, something along those lines. What are you seeing out there?
There's definitely a good bit of that. You get a little bit further outside of LA, and there's definitely much more. I spent some time in Montana, and their favorite sign out there, they have a custom flag that's "Don't California My Montana." So that's one of my favorites.
What do you think of Gavin Newsom, the handsome gubernator of California?
Haven't thought about him much, to be honest with you.
I think about him constantly.
Yeah. That hair, Curdy. I know you love the hair.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And he's got the pearly white teeth and says all the right things. I think the Democrats will fall in love with that guy someday. Damn, you look inquisitive.
I am very inquisitive. Legal weed, man. California making lots of money on legal weed. Did you know Michigan has earned more tax dollars than California on the legal weed? Do you partake?
That's amazing. On occasion, you know, I live in California, so you can tempt me with a good time on that department, but I didn't realize Michigan was kicking it so well.
Yeah, man. Well, there's a big demand in the Midwest here. Here in Wisconsin, I mean, hell, on Crudy's dime alone, they're passing California.
You see my entire family here in the studio, don't you, Dom? Yeah. Let's keep it clean, fella. Fuck. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're meeting Tanner for just a minute or two longer here. Tanner, what qualities are you looking for in a girlfriend stepdad? And am I exceeding all your expectations so far?
I mean, first of all, I've always wanted to be on a radio show, so...
Jack, bucket list.
You brought me on here. We're doing really well in that department. That was number one.
Yeah.
Number two is good political banter. That's, you know, one of my favorite pastimes.
You might get some of that.
Yeah. We're doing well.
Excellent.
Hey, Tanner, since I don't know, how did you guys meet? How did you and Kelsey meet?
I was a barista at a coffee shop, hence the favorite beverage being iced espresso. Yeah. And she was a regular in the coffee shop. She would come in every day. And I would make sure that her drink was ready for her before she walked in.
Did you put a little like heart on the foam? Like how did she have a special drink?
We've probably done something like that. Yeah. But I just remembered it by heart and made sure it was ready for her. She never stood in line. She never paid.
What,
I snuck it through.
What does she order? What's a regular?
That's actually a good question. It depends, but usually an iced dirty matcha with almond milk.
May I just recommend when we take you out to Crackerville later in the week, both of you. Just order a beer, okay? just beers all around.
Beer's my favorite.
Tanner, coffee black, in old style.
Thanks for going through our little grilling exercise
heck
here.
Heck yeah!
Thanks good to see you, on. Boys, as well, and daughter, whole Crudy clan here.
Heck yeah!
We'll be back. More politics, probably. On the other side, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can always be a part. You less so, CJ. I'm keeping you on the back burner for a while. 844-967-2789. It's a big Monday. It's good to be the king or the stepdad or whatever.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
"60% of the time, they're right every time." The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. You can join us on the political line, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, thank you to our most recent guest. Let's just call him Tanner. Domestic partner Tanner. And now I have Kelsey.
Hello, hello.
A young California voter. And a few from the text line. Apparently, people are playing along. We appreciate you not tuning out. Robert from McFarland says, "Tanner, run! Too late for that."
I'm trapped.
A WMDX caller, texter, more accurately, and you can use the same number for text or phone, 844-967-2789. I'm like 99% sure from his voice that Tanner is super handsome. Way to go, is. Kelsey.
Yes, thank you.
And then Cam from Nina, a frequent flyer on the text line, says, "Crudy, the final round of grilling. Tanner is having him answer a phone call from CJ." We agree with you, Cam. We were just explaining the concept of the conservative troll that is our pal CJ, sitting on hold for nearly an hour so far. Let's see how long he holds today, Dom. So, Dom, say hi to Kelsey. You've known her damn near her whole life.
Forever.
Yeah, I know. Kelsey, nice to see you again. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
All grown up, successful, kicking ass, taking names on the leftist coast, but turned very political this one.
Oh, beyond. No. As political as a 29-year-old living in Los Angeles can be.
Well, you're political. You're making political posts on the social medias.
That's fair. I've got a lot of hot takes.
And what's your hottest take today, Kelsey?
Ooh, I'm not happy with Grandpa Joe. I'll tell you that much. I am not happy with our Grandpa Joe.
But not because of his debate performance, per se.
No, not even.
You didn't watch the debate, did you?
I knew exactly what it would be. And you know what? I asked all my friends if they felt more enlightened after watching it, and not a single one said yes. They were all depressed.
No enlightenment was coming out of that debate.
I didn't leave enlightened.
Kelsey Kidd, what is your particular contention with President Biden?
You know,
and understand the Secret Service may be listening, so.
Good. Tune in, Secret Service. It's an Israel issue for my friends and I. It is a Israel-Palestine issue for us. So that's where my vote's been at recently.
And what's that mean, Kels? What's that mean to you?
That means to me that Grandpa Joe is giving money to a genocide if I'm coming in hot with a hot take. So, yeah, that's not where I want my tax dollars spent, and that's not what I believe in. So that's not where my vote is going.
I hear Trump has vowed to exempt tips from taxation. Now, you get a lot of tips at work, my understanding. Mm-hmm. I have never seen you bring any home, but would that be an appealing thing to you? Could you be wowed over by a Donald Trump?
No.
So, if you don't like Joe and you don't like Trump, what do you?
What is a girl to do? I wanted to ask you the same question. Nothing but dream these days.
Well, some would hope for the replacement at the top of the ticket by maybe a dreamy Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. I think that's a pipe dream, but...
Well, I think that Gavin could help out our girl Michelle. That's my pipe dream.
Which Michelle? Obama?
Yes. Yes.
It's so strange to me that the conservatives also have been running out this conspiracy theory that if Joe were to step aside, somehow Michelle Obama's jumping the line and she's going to be the president. Although I think she is beloved.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Well, if a girl can dream, might as well dream big.
What if that doesn't happen? What if it's not Michelle Obama or even Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom? What if it's Grandpa Joe, I think you've titled him?
Yeah.
Kelsey Kidd, what if it's Grandpa Joe? What do you do then?
What do you do then? I have to be honest with you. I don't know what I would do then. I would vote left in everything below his name. And
would you exclude top of the ticket? 51,000 Wisconsinites did that when Trump was on the ballot, voted down ticket, but did not vote at the top of the ticket. Could you conceive of doing that?
What do you mean by that? Can you break that
voted
down?
For everything else, but not the presidential.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I would see myself doing.
Now, you know, there are some people right now listening and probably lighting up the text line at 844-967-2. What's the number, Don? 26.
Where are we?
2789. What day is it?
What, Grandpa Mike here too?
I'm having a Joe. I've been up since 4:30.
You're having a Joe-man.
Joe-man. Kelsey, I as a guy who's voted third party and all sorts of other things, Republicans, Dems, progressives, whatever. Do you think the plight of the Palestinians would be better under a President Trump?
No. I think at this point it's just in a competition of who can kiss you know who's you know what a little harder. I think they're both licking their lips and kissing that butt. I don't feel confident in either person advocating for Palestinian people.
Because you know who Netanyahu, because I'm just trying to follow.
I could see either of the candidates wanting to get all up in the butthole of Netanyahu.
We don't talk about that on the radio. Overly close with Netanyahu, let's just say.
Yes, intimate.
An intimate relationship.
So you would either stay off the top of the ticket, but you would make a point not to vote for a guy for Grandpa Joe,
yeah,
because of the Israeli-Palestinian, knowing that it could potentially be worse under a guy like Donald Trump. I mean,
yeah,
that's entirely possible, right? Just fine with that.
Dobbs affect your decision because, you know, Trump did place the three Supreme Court justices that overturned Dobbs, and it might be legal in California, girl, but not everywhere. Doesn't that affect your thought?
We smoke too much weed in California to go that deep in thought about it.
Well, you should be thinking a little harder about it.
I know. I see. I'm the one that's getting grilled. I need this
personal
panel a little closer
autonomy
to me.
Over your own reproductive rights. You've got a domestic partner at home now.
I know.
Those are important issues, don't you think?
They are important issues. I don't disagree.
So where are you coming down? I can give you 30 seconds to solve all the world's problems.
No, I thought we were going to talk about boyfriends and getting grilled. Where's any of the fun talk around here?
Well, he got grilled. And, you know, so far, loyalty. He's passing the loyalty test. Kelsey Kidd, great to see you. I'm glad
thank
you stopped
thank
by.
You.
And saw me here at this little home away from work and home and function sometimes. My daughter, Kelsey Kidd.
Having a Joe-ment.
I'm having a Joe-ment. It's because I got up at 4:30 this morning to drive down to Chicago and pick you up, Kelsey.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you may just have to suck it up and vote for Joe.
Fair.
More devils on the other side. More politics. Light them up. 844-967-2789. Pretty sure that's right.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A report says Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died of a heart attack while jogging last Friday. That's what sources tell the Racine County Eye. A cause of death had not been officially released as of this morning. Delagrave was 51 years old. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors are leaving rather than run the risk of going to jail.
These questions need to be decided by science, by evidence, by the individual case in front of you. The idea that you can have black and white rules being created by people without the expertise, training, or experiencing the emergencies is really fundamentally dangerous.
Molly Meegan is chief legal officer with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A popular trail in Duluth's Chester Park neighborhood has suffered a great deal of damage due to the recent flooding. According to a Northern News Now report, area hikers say the heavy rains and floods have changed many of the routes on the Superior hiking trail and left them dangerously slick and slippery. In addition to the physical changes to the trails, officials say the increased moisture in the air has also created an insect hotbed. Hikers should check the condition of the trails before heading out. The Duluth Central Labor Body held a month-long food drive that wrapped up on Thursday. According to a Fox 21 report, the food drive benefited Second Harvest Northland, CHUM, and Union Gospel Mission Duluth, with each organization receiving 8 full boxes of non-perishable donations. Organizers say they received a lot more support than they were anticipating, and the success has encouraged them to hold more food drives in the future. It was the first time that the organization had held its own food drive. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ladies of The View are always outspoken, to say the least, especially one in particular. Joy Behar recently said she still plans to get it on with a woman. When asked by fellow hosts Sandra Bernhard and Judy Gold if she's ever been with a woman, the 81-year-old Behar says no, but someday I will be. Behar clarified that she would do it when she was in her 90s. Sexy. It wouldn't be totally unheard of for Behar to take a walk on the wild side late in life. She met her current husband, Steve Janowitz, at a semi-nudist colony in 1982. Behar says Janowitz was naked. She was not, adding that for her to be naked in front of a man, she has to be in his will. The couple dated for 30 years before tying the knot in 2011. When asked why their courtship lasted so long, Behar said they wanted to wait until both sets of parents were dead so there'd be no in-laws. Behar was married to her previous husband, Joe, for 19 years, who I'm guessing she met playing Spin the Bottle. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low in the upper 50s. Storms ending tomorrow morning, but more developing again in the afternoon, a high in the mid-70s. Sunshine returns, nice day Wednesday, high low 80s. Storm chances return for the 4th of July. Currently it's 72 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel joins us to talk about the Supreme's recent decisions. Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Good to be King Monday edition, happier happy hour. Thank you for allowing me to indulge as the... I'm not even the king of my own family. Who am I kidding, man? There's a couple of queens, a princess, you better. Thank you, Kelsey and Tanner and my boys, Karsten and Caden in studio. Got a little stuffy here, Dom. Good to see them. I know there are a few people pushing back on Kelsey's politics. I'll read a few. I feel confident she's probably not listening anymore, so I'm not sure if these are for her ears, but I'll share what people are saying. Typical entitled know-it-all 30-year-old, says our trash texting buddy Jeff from Shorewood. Not happy with Joe, but won't vote for him. Wake up, kid. The only option is Trump. Just vote in California, so it won't matter. Well, it'd be better if she voted here. Could matter, but she does vote in California. So a vote for a civil war. Cool. Must be Gen Z, says Scott. And vote like your future depends on it, Kelsey. It does. Vote Dem at every position. Few other political texts.
I mean, I blame her stepdad. I mean, I don't know.
Here's one.
It's not upbringing, man.
Here's one. She kept it mostly clean. That is clean for our family. And I got this one out here. From one millennial to another, what caused you to be so passionate about the Middle East issues? I've always felt like this issue just mirrors decades of U.S. interfering in the Middle East. So, like, why now? Seems like a bad use of time. And Troy from Mount Horb said, if she's voting in California, she can take the presidential off. That is the luxury of living in a bright blue state like California.
Indeed it is.
Reproductive rights.
Any consequence to her or those kids, young adults, whatever, the issue voters, as it pertains to, in her case, Palestine or whatever issues may have, you're a blue state. California's blue. It's going to be blue. Period.
I know that L.A. Tom, between now and the election, is going to get in Kelsey's ear, get her educated up as to what he thinks she should be doing with her vote. Tom has always been very helpful with local referendum and issues like that. And Kelsey lives roughly in, the same part of L.A. So anyways, I don't force feed my opinions on Kelsey, kid. Could go the other way, but not that way.
Well, you're not trying hard enough, stepdad.
844-967-2789. Matt Flynn, our pal, attorney at law, very direct human being. How you been, man?
Hey, Matt.
I've been good, Cody. Love your show.
I called you earlier today. I'm goofing around with my kids. Sorry for the distractions, Matt. But let me ask you, is Joe Biden the king now? Because he's the current president, and it seems like he's got immunity. Matt, what sort of mischief could this president get up to with this sort of guaranteed immunity as the president? Official acts. Well, that could cover a lot of ground, Matt.
He's too decent a guy, but you know what I'd do? I would arrest Trump and arrest the Supreme Court, fly them to Guantanamo, and leave them there. That's what I would do. In other words, that's an official act. Quite frankly, reading this thing out, he could declare martial law. Trump was going to declare martial law to seize the voting machines. Now, Biden won't do that, and I'm being half facetious, and Democrats don't do that. But what's going to happen this time, there's a blueprint for how to overturn an election again, and that's going to be used in the future. They're going to tell the Justice Department, tell Georgia not to certify the vote, blah, 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 seize the voting machines. This is a corrupt Supreme Court, crooked. Clarence Thomas has been bribed. The rest of these people are simply paying Trump back. And the Supreme Court is operating as a super legislature that wasn't elected for life. And but Matt, nothing in the Constitution.
If they go down that road, Matt, I get what you're saying, but we're talking about whether or not he can be, you know, criminally liable for those actions. But if he, you know, we still have rights. My vote still counts, right? If they go out and start seizing machines or opening, you know, investigations that have no legal merit, there's still consequence to those actions. We still have rights to defend ourselves and our society, do we not?
What do you mean? Where are they? In this case, they said that anything that's official that he can't be prosecuted from, and they said...
They can't be prosecuted for it, but it doesn't mean that would actually go through legally. I mean, he could go through the act, but the act can still be challenged, even if he's not held criminally liable for it. You know, the state of Georgia still has the right to certify their elections.
Well, they do if their legislatures stand up to them, but you know that the power of a president... And they're not going to stand up to him. And the second thing, I mean, to keep in mind in this stuff is that it's a blueprint, the Green Bay sweep, they used to call it. Remember, you are going to get compliant legislatures, and there will be no criminal consequence, therefore no consequence. Any communication with his own Justice Department can't even be put into evidence. In evidence. This thing is a sneaky, sneaky, subterranean undoing of a lot of controls of a president of the United States.
Matt Flynn, I appreciate you calling in today. I did want to get your opinion about one more topic. Did you watch the debate last Thursday night? I know you've always been very, very supportive of Joe Biden. Not his best night, Matt, you would readily agree. How damaging was his debate performance, and can he overcome it?
I don't think there's any question that he can overcome it. He's our strongest candidate. I think he's our only candidate that realistically can beat Trump. The Philadelphia Inquirer got it right. They came out and urged Trump to drop out. Throughout the debate, said that he sucked up to Putin. He said he didn't really want the job. He was only doing it to take Biden out. And he lied how many times? Take a look at that debate in people's minds. Trump is the guy that get hurt the worst. We need Joe Biden, and I'm with him 100%.
Matt Flynn, do you think the talk will subside? Because some of us are less convinced.
Crudy, you're my good friend. You were less convinced when Bernie was running against Biden, and I was convinced. All right, so give me a break. So what? You're less convinced. You're a good man. You're smart as hell, and we need ears on this show. I get it. But the truth of the matter is, do you really think any of the others could beat Trump? Do you really think that?
Yes.
Anybody but Harris can't even take the money. They can't even use the money that's been raised. Harris, do you think Harris can beat Trump?
Okay, but Matt, that's and I get what you're saying, but we're talking about the machinations and the funding of a specific campaign versus, you know, who would, if you just throw a specific Democrat out there, Gretchen Whitmer, Harris, Gavin Newsom, whatever the case may be, yes, money aside and that part of it aside, again, I know you can't necessarily discount that, but we're talking about, you know, who would be more popular, who would galvanize, who would bring out, you know, those undecideds, or at least, you know, perhaps get more passionate about their vote for the Democratic Party, if not for Grandpa Joe. There's other folks out there beside, you know, setting aside the machinations of the election process.
Well, when you say set aside $300 million with 4 months to go, and the guy, they have no name recognition. You and I knew who Gretchen Whitmer is. The only way other people know is that a bunch of guys from Shawano tried to kidnap her and take her to a cabin, okay? Look, the point of the matter is Joe is our man. Get that straight, okay? I don't care how much you guys want to josh around. Joe is our man, okay? That's a direct order. You were for Bernie. I was for Joe. Now you be for Joe.
Well, when you put it like that, Matt, so directly.
I am Matt Flynn direct. I got thrown off the air. I understand that. But I'm Matt Flynn direct.
So direct.
I will always
too direct.
Be Matt Flynn direct.
Always be direct.
Never
man.
Too
we
direct.
Appreciate it.
Well, you've got to appreciate the same quality in me. Crudy, far too direct as well. They call me blunt, though, Crudy when direct. I do it like that, Matt.
Joe's our man. The rest of these people, look, the rest of these people, they have no name. The average person doesn't know.
Oh no. I didn't mean to do that at all, Matt. I cut you off there for a moment. The average person.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
The average person, there's no name recognition for a lot of these people compared to an incumbent like Joe, and Trump is a quasi incumbent. Joe can beat Trump. He's the only one that can beat Trump. He will beat him again. He'll beat him again and again. Incumbency matters. The money he's raised matter. Name recognition matters. This other stuff is all, who would galvanize everybody? Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris.
Looking for someone to galvanize Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and I think it's Big Gretchen Whitmer.
Who is she? You know, somebody up in Nacita will go, Gretchen Whitmer, wasn't she in high school with me at Nacita High School? Give me a break. Come on. You guys, you're fun of me.
Okay, then I'm going Michelle Obama, like the conservatives seem to think.
Oh, for God's sake, is that your mind? Like, you're doing this to draw eyeballs and ears. That's all you're doing.
Well, now I'm doing it to wind your ass up a little bit, man, because I don't see enough. I got to bust your balls.
No, you were for Bernie, then you were for Elizabeth Warren. None of them would have won. Only Joe could win in the past. It's the only guy that can win this time. He's terrific. He's a great president. And he knows what to do. He'll defend NATO. These other guys, I mean, Trump will pull us out of NATO because he's Putin's girlfriend. And then you have Gretchen Whitmer and the rest of them. And the Ruskies go into Poland. And, oh, my God, what do I do? Give me a break.
So, Matt, what's your takeaway then from the debate performance? You know, and I get it, man. You know, I'm on the air. I've been doing this a long time. Sometimes we lose our chain of thought, right? It was a bad debate. Was it bad prep? What do you write it off to? A cold?
No, I think. Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, he did have a cold, taking some meds, and he's 81 years old. I get it. But what he was doing in terms of there's nothing that he said substantively that was wrong. I mean, you know, he was saying all the good stuff, but he was saying in a halting fashion. I get it. The other clown, whom the Philadelphia Inquirer said Trump should drop out of the race. Sucked up to Putin, is afraid of Putin. He said twice at the end, I don't need this. I don't really want to be president again, but I'm doing this, you know, because of Biden and all this. He lied continually. I'm the guy that did $35 insulin and all this crap.
Yeah,
and it was all
terrible.
A lot of bull. He kept lying. No. And people are picking up. I looked at some of the focus groups, and people are bothered by that. Nobody will look at that debate, whatever they think of Biden, and say, boy, that really convinced me to vote for Trump. Nobody's going to do that. The guy's a criminal. The guy is a traitor to the United States, and he's a criminal. And it's as simple as that. And the poll, here's the deal. I'll leave this with you guys. The polling going forward will show that Biden improved as a result of that debate, not because of what Biden said, but because of what Trump said and did.
The Biden campaign is already rolling out polling that dropped today that showed effectively no change post-debate, which probably would not shock you, man.
It doesn't shock me. And there was one poll that he went up a point, but that's margin of error. I get it. But no, people have made up their minds. There's no, what are you and I going to look at that and say, oh, now we'll vote for Trump? Hey, Trump should be in prison, along with the Supreme Court, along with the six tarantulas, crooked Clarence Thomas, lying Sam Alito. These people are all stuck a knife in the back of America. And Trump is sticking the knife in the back of America, and he's pro Putin.
What about Juan Merchan, the judge in New York, Matt? We're about done with this segment. Juan Merchan can make a statement for all the American people. What is that statement? How many days, weeks, months, years? How big a statement do you make, Matt Flynn?
Well, it'd be house arrest, probably in Mar-a-Lago to make the security okay. And he will say that he has to be there evenings and weekends. You know, it's sort of like Huber type stuff. And he has a bracelet and all that.
Come on, man. Well, I didn't get to go to an Oceanside resort when I was on Huber.
Did you get arrested?
You know I did, man. Don't laugh like that.
I'm a lawyer. You have a right to remain silent. Look, the guy, and then he'll appeal. But he's, I'll leave you with this. The guy is a guy from Queens, out on bail, with a side hustle in politics, and all he's doing is trying to keep himself out of jail. That's his whole purpose in running.
That's my purpose too, Matt Flynn. That's all I'm striving for. Appreciate it, my friend.
Well, you're doing a good job.
We'll catch up soon.
Right. Well, some other time. Yeah.
Not in jail today. More Devil's Advocates will speed round with your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. Going to them, 844-967-2789. Effie from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us? Hello, Effie.
Hello,
Hello Effie. You're on. All right, we'll put you back on hold. If you would, Rich, check her out once you get the other calls done. Annie from Watertown, you're up. Welcome, Annie. What do you got?
Hey, Annie.
You know, it's like, you know, my kid was getting bullied, you know. I wanted to say, beat the crap out of him, you know, but would I be that way? Would Joe Biden do the crap, you know? Yeah, I'd love it if he would in a way, but no, he won't. But, I mean, just look at Trump, because I feel for Dom, you know. But he had all these people that said, no, you can't shoot the legs out of the protesters, or no, you can't drop a nuclear bomb here. You know, I mean, he had people that stopped him. And this time, he's not going to have people that stop him.
Yeah.
What about this concept? Someone threw up on the text line. I think it's an interesting thought. Thank you for your call, Annie. Trump no longer needs to win to stay out of jail. Does that change his motivation?
No, and I don't agree that he still needs to win to stay out of jail. I think there's a long way to go yet. 844-967-2789. Dale from Delavan, you are up. Welcome, Dale. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dale.
Well, hey, how are you guys doing today? Doing pretty good?
Good enough.
Certainly.
Well, I just want to tell you that I think Donald Trump, he got some issues, but he's going to be the next president. There ain't no doubt about that. And your buddy Matt Flynn, I think he's some kind of a joke.
He's a smart man, attorney at law.
Too much. Yeah. Matt Flynn, yeah, a joke.
Well, I don't find your joke funny, Dale. I find Matt more funny. He's the twice-elected Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin and ran for governor once upon a time, although it was a crowded field that year.
Yes, it was. 844 runner for something doesn't mean anything.
967-2789. Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. I am so glad that I'm after that call because I've been waiting just to praise Matt Flynn for everything he's done and everything he said. I echo everything Matt Flynn said just now, and I miss him so much. I just am so grateful that he came on the air to speak his mind today. And also, I just found out from you guys about the immunity thing, and I am just crushed. So just driving home from work, you guys told me about the immunity thing, and that's not good news. So,
Adam, we recommend when you get home, drink heavily, sir.
Okay. Or smoke, right? I don't drink, so
well, smoke. Whatever floats your boat.
Gets you through the night, my friend.
Nicotine, right.
That's right.
Thanks, guys, for all you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam.
I appreciate you listening, Adam. 844-967-2789. And to Adam's point, man, you know, Matt's he's been a defender and a promoter of Joe Biden from day one. I mean, literally day one, right? From day
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
I mean, never wavered, never. And
no inconsistencies in his support for the man.
No, not at all. And Matt's been around. He's got good instincts on these things. I think he presented a pretty compelling defense of the president. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Adam.
The only thing better than Matt Flynn's instincts, that hair, man. He's got the great hair. He could be a Kennedy.
Wisco Paul, you're up. Happy days, man. What do you got today?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. This is an awesome show today. It's just awesome. You know, I go back with you guys when you were an iHeart or Scootie Cause at Heartless Radio. I can't remember any day in your program over the last almost dozen years that we've had to talk about democracy like this. You know, we made it through the Trump era, and I don't really have the words for what's going on right now. But if you guys can think of any time in your radio shows we've ever witnessed anything this serious, fill me in. But,
well, I would just say
anyway, awesome.
The election of Trump.
Awesome show. Awesome.
The thank you for listening, Paul, and having great taste in radio shows. For all these many years. The only thing that seems to be a setback as large as this Supreme Court ruling would be the actual election of Trump, the Electoral College threw the eye of the needle when he won in 2016. Well, that perhaps when he, tried to run a coup against the peaceful transfer of power in 2020. And there's probably a couple other bad things in his governance patterns.
And just recently, of course, from the Supreme Court itself. I mean, let alone the pandemic, injecting bleach, looking up. It's hard to even go back and review any of those things. But this consequential Supreme Court with Dobbs, with Chevron, with presidential immunity, with these three justices that were slid on by Donald Trump. No, Paulie, I don't remember anything being to this degree. Even, I would disagree pretty a little bit, even Trump's election. No, certainly the consequence of that has become very dramatic. But Trump's election in and of itself, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I just remember the shock that onset the nation, at least those we were partying with.
Some of us, I'm pretty sure Pizza Box was not too shocked.
The fine show today brought to you by Chuck Walla, former Democratic senator and majority leader, our pal Matt Flynn. He's twice elected Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin, very direct man, author of many thrilling novels. And of course, thank you to my daughter, Kelsey Kidd, and her beau, Tanner, and the boys. They all showed up. Show up and bum rush dad at work day. It was fun.
There you go. Thank you, Rich, on the board. Appreciate it.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbrus joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.